Welcome to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders who impact our community. Now, the recipient of three First Place Virginia Association of Broadcasters Awards and the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning is Nepal. You may know about the horrible earthquake that hit Nepal recently. We'll talk about that. But there's going to be a local benefit to help the people of Nepal. Rise Nepal is June 14th at the Old Silk Mill. David Caprera is here this morning. He's our main person. We'll hear from several others as we go along this morning. David, good to meet you. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Ted. Thank you very much, and good morning to your listeners.
Let's start off by first of all talking about this benefit that's coming up on June 14th. Talk about that.
Well, Rise Nepal is the brand and name that the youth themselves in Kathmandu, Nepal, created. They had met a month before and formed a regional youth volunteerism hub, and they immediately rolled into action. So Rise Nepal, Virginia, reaches out for this earthquake disaster on June 14th, as you said, as a benefit and silent auction at Old Silk Mill on Princess Anne from 4 to 7 p.m. We have local music artists like Cabin Creek, Save the Arcadian, Lori Griffith, and Pete Maley. Plus, Ted, we have what NPR called the Bob Dylan of Kathmandu, Nepal. Prem Raja, who has over 60 albums, Nepali food brought in by Himalaya Fusion in Charlottesville, and our own here and abroad, Nepali Community Deli. So it's heartening to see the Nepali community across Virginia, and then here in town, our businesses, our artists, Main Street and others. If you will, it's a coming together of two cultures in the interest of bringing relief and healing.
Well, and so often, David, these kind of things happen, and we sit back and say, you know, what can I do in Spotsylvania and Stafford? You know, that's way over there, and there's not anything I can do. There is something you can do.
You know, Ted, can you get your head around 8,000 people died, hundreds of thousands lost their homes, over hundreds of tremors and aftershocks. It's become a way of life. In that environment, the greatest tragedy I've known in my lifetime in terms of a natural disaster, to feel the outpouring. And the people in Nepal are very much aware that Virginia is reaching out. In fact, by the way, you may recall that a young boy was saved that first week in Kathmandu out of the rubble of a 9-story building from a first responder team.
From Fairfax.
From Fairfax County. So here in Fredericksburg, to see the arts community, to see a silent auction, to see great musicians all come together. Fredericksburg and Rappahannock region, Virginia, first of all, can buy a ticket at the visitor center here in town and come and show your support and also get a taste of Nepal culture, what it is on June 14th. We're also obviously looking for financial sponsor contributions as well as art. 100% will go straight to Nepal for this youth-led Rise Nepal projects, which I can explain your convenience.
Yep, we will get into that this morning. Again, it's Sunday, June the 14th from 4 to 7 at the Old Silk Mill on Princess Anne Street. And again, you can get tickets at the Downtown Visitor Center. And we'll talk about that and mention that throughout the morning. One of the interesting things about this story is, David, that you were in Nepal just before the earthquake.
4 weeks before the earthquake, Ted, there was a convening co-chaired by the UN of Asia, Nepal's Ministry of Youth, Global Peace Foundation I work with. We had Peace Corps volunteers from the U.S., and it was a gathering of young people talking about a Kathmandu call to action. They forged with their youth ministry what they're calling Nepal Youth Vision 2025. So when they made that framework and made those networks, the day after the earthquake, the silver lining is they were able to roll into action. Many of them were homeless, some living in tents, going out, giving solar lighting, clearing debris, bringing food, 10,000 maternal kits. So far, over 800 volunteers, over 55,000 man hours out healing, out doing this work. So it's been very heartening to see out of that foundation that was made a month before, the resilience and the beauty of the Nepal people sacrificing even without homes, some living in tents, to go out and help their neighbors.
The pictures that have come from there are just, it's hard to realize just the destruction. You were showing me some before we went on the air. I saw some on the website. Christian Aid in Charlottesville has some sites that their director just got back from there. And it's just you look at it and just it's hard to realize the magnitude of destruction.
Yes, yes. Really, the whole Kathmandu Valley was impacted. Great, not only the massive loss of life, but many of the UNESCO World Heritage sites. Nepal, remember, is the roof of the world, the land of the Himalayas and Mount Everest. Even the mountains were shaken. Mount Everest, people died at Everest Base Camp, those humble Sherpas that escort people up into the mountains. So at every level, the country was shaken. But again, at every level, we see a bounce back. We saw it here in Virginia after our modest earthquakes and floods. We saw it after 9/11. Indeed, the human spirit, the faith, the convictions of people is quite heartening, silver lining, I think, to this story. And then to see Virginia joining forces with them, hand to hand, people to people. This is a grassroots, heart to heart type of campaign for June 14th, Ted.
If we were to look at a map, where would we find Nepal on a map, David?
Nepal is known as part of South Asia in that great Himalay region that is really a broker nation in between the larger powers of India and China. So it's right smack in the middle between India and China. And therefore, it's had a role as somewhat of a peace builder, yeah. A neutral country. It's a U.S. ally, a friend of our country that has been promoting peaceful relations throughout that South Asia region.
We mentioned that you were in Nepal right before the earthquake. What people don't just go to Nepal. What do you do that got you there?
Well, I'm involved in the arena of global service. I used to be the national director of AmeriCorps. Vista Volunteers across our country here. I have participated in a number of roundtables. I'm vice president of Global Peace Foundation, which is one of the co-conveners with UN Asia. And we had convenings in both Africa, Bangkok, Nepal, Mongolia next month. And I'll be in Nepal right after this benefit on June 18th. And so there was a convening in Nepal of youths, of various partners in civil society, people of faith, people of agencies who are committed to looking at the way forward on addressing poverty, on addressing disasters, peace and conflict and health just on the eve of this earthquake. We also climbed up into the beautiful mountains above Pokhara and saw the beauty of, they call them Mongolian villages there actually, mm-hmm. but they're very traditional rural farming villages. And these are humble, such beautiful salt of the earth people. People like Virginians here in our mountain region, I would dare say. So we're all part of a great global family, and to see our family struck like that, I think one has to think, what can I do?
Yeah, yeah. What was your reaction when you heard about the earthquake, having just been there?
Well, I haven't been able to, as my wife Colette Caprera could tell, haven't been able to think about much else since. I call and Skype people there. We get reports, as we did last night, on the 800 volunteers. They're 55,000 man hours. And, you know, it really took it personal to heart, devastated me to see that. But again, to see the resilience, to see the bounce back, to know that they were there. One has to believe there's some greater providence in our lives and world to see things like that. And then to think that a greater good, Dr. King once said, unearned suffering is redemptive. I have to think that, Ted, that out of this tragedy, goodness and greatness are coming.
And a real opportunity around here to the Rise Nepal benefit at the Old Silk Mill on June 14th. Not every community does this kind of thing, or there's not always this opportunity, and it really is a chance for us to do in just a small way something to help those people.
Yes, and Ted, we have Jürgen from FCCA. We'll get into this after one of the breaks. But we have here in town a lot of other people in the Rappahannock region with connections to Nepal who've been there. We have shops downtown, artisans that are doing things, and we have a quite robust Nepali community. We'll hear in a moment from one of their great leaders in Northern Virginia. In Charlottesville, the Nepali Students Association at UVA did a small benefit. You mentioned the Christian Relief Agency in Charlottesville. So we can see pockets of friendship. We live in a global economy, and I think it's good for Fredericksburg also that our region is reaching out on June 14th and has a chance to learn more about this beautiful culture of Nepal.
It's at the Old Silk Mill, 4 to 7 on June 14th. Tickets available at the Downtown Visitor Center. David Caprera with us this morning. When we come back, we will talk with the editor of a newspaper in the D.C. area that deals with Nepal. As we continue this morning to talk about Rise Nepal, June 14th at the Old Silk Mill downtown. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Rise Nepal, June 14th at the Old Silk Mill downtown. You can get tickets at the Downtown Visitor Center, 4 to 7. It's an earthquake benefit that is taking place in this area. A good chance to learn more about the culture and learn more about the needs of the people of Nepal after the terrible earthquake. David Caprera is here. He's on the committee that is forming this. And joining us by phone this morning is Govinda Priranda. He is the chief editor of the leading Metro DC Nepal newspaper, and he is based in Manassas. Govinda, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you very much.
Talk about what you know, and as you have dealt with people over there. How bad is it in Nepal these days?
Actually, it is unthinkable because of a major earthquake first day, and second time it made a horrible situation in Nepal and the different parts of Nepal, and people were very much shocked, and they are in very miserable position.
This obviously came as a surprise to everybody. David was telling us that he had just been there a month before the earthquake. What were your thoughts when you first got word? And I remember that day it kept getting worse as far as what we were hearing. It had to be just horrible for you to be all of a sudden dealing with this.
Yeah, I got the news from I got the call from Nepal and from the different media and all the stuff, and I was so much worried about that because right now most of the Nepalese people from different parts of the Nepal, they are abroad, and they are very much worried. And when I found that Rise Nepal, the youth force are doing something, I was very much very much interested in it, and I was very happy there is someone and some group, they are doing something better for our Nepali people who are in very miserable position for their shelter and all the stuff.
David was mentioning in our last segment just about the aftershocks that continue to be a problem, and how still a lot of people don't want to go back into the houses because you're afraid that an aftershock will come and the house or something will cave in.
Yes, most of the people are outside the house because most of the houses are broken, and they are afraid with the aftershocks that may be collapse, and many people are in the small shelter. It's a tent, and monsoon is coming, and I found that last week there was a very big rain and thunderstorm in Kathmandu, and most of the people were very much worried and frightened with that. And I heard that last week, last day, actually 2 days before, there was a very big storm in Kathmandu, and the airport was also closed for some time. And most of the people are very much worried and frightened.
At times you just want to say enough that it's not only you're dealing with the earthquake but you're in aftershocks, but like you say, you're then starting to deal with storms.
Yes. Aftershocks are still continuing, and I heard that four magnitude or five magnitude, this kind of aftershocks are continue coming, and especially small children who are were going to school, they cannot go to school because school is closed, and they are very much shocked. Their child psychology has been totally in different position, that they have very big shock for the, especially for the small kids and the boys and girls going to school.
David, do you and Govinda, have you been working together a lot on this this benefit in Fredericksburg?
We reached out together in the course of putting the benefit together. You know, Dave Hall at Cabin Creek Band here. We met over at Hyperion. Jurgen in the arts community. My wife's at Brushstrokes, him at FCCA. As the artists started to talk, the musicians started to talk, we had to turn to an authority on Nepal. And Govinda is very famed in the cultural and media world throughout our... And Govinda, how many, you might answer, how many Nepalis are in the greater Washington area? It's quite a good number, and he regularly reports on them.
Actually, there are, it is believed that there are almost 50,000 Nepalese in DC metro area, like DC, Maryland, and Virginia. And they are collectively doing something. And with the notice that I found from David that Rise Nepal is doing for earthquake in Fredericksburg on June 14th, many Nepalese people are interested to join hand, and actually I'm also with David, and we are very much interested to work together and benefit for Nepal's those victims from the earthquake.
Ted, if I may, here in Fredericksburg, he mentioned about 50,000 in the greater Virginia, Maryland, D.C. area. Mm-hmm. There are at least 100 families, Nepali descent, here in town. If your listeners want to get an immediate taste of Nepal, they're here in a broad deli. Purna, behind Hyperion on Princess Anne, is a Nepali small proprietor here in town. We have in Charlottesville, Himalaya Fusion, and Nepali students. So it hits home here in Fredericksburg, and we have some great volunteers along with our dear friend Govinda from Manassas in the greater Washington area.
Govinda, I mentioned to David before that this is a great opportunity for people in this area. So often we see a tragedy like this happen across the world and just think, what can I do? Well, here's something that's on Rise Nepal on the 14th at the Old Silk Mill is something where we can get involved in this area.
Yes, whenever there is any event like this, any part of the world, we have to join hands together and help the people for the cause of humanity, peace and prosperous of all the human beings. And in this great tragedy, the people of especially all the people who are helping from the Fredericksburg through this Rise Nepal event, that is the great thing, because it shows the solidarity of all the human being. If any person or any human is in bad position, there is another person who is always looking to help.
Ted, if I may, some of the projects that the youth are putting up every day are on Facebook to your friends and listeners. If they go to facebook.com/RiseNepal72, RiseNepal72 is a Facebook site of youth inside Nepal. Every day they're posting things. They did the immediate work, clearing rubble, food and medical care, 10,000 mothers' kits, UNESCO-trained rapid household assessments, hygiene. And IBM has come in helping equip these young people with disaster management Sahana technology. So they're learning skills for their future, their vision. And now they're turning, as he said, to the tragedy of people homeless, the monsoon rains coming. So as we hear about what we can do next here in town, we're going to be directly supporting the building of 1,000 transitional homes to get people out of harm's way with the upcoming monsoon, as well as the impacted children, some of the counseling programs and partnerships with the schools.
The human spirit, Govinda, that you take a look at this and you just think, you mentioned how bad things are and continually the aftershocks, the storms, and then you think about the monsoons, but the human spirit there, and as you see people rebuild, it's really something.
Yes, whenever there is a bad thing, there is always hope somewhere, we can help at that situation. And the Rise Nepal youth group, Rise Nepal 72, is doing tremendous amount of job, which is exemplary for other group and other people also. And they are going to the grassroots and helping for the shelter and all these things. This makes strong humanitarian help for the people who are in a miserable position. This is the case of Nepal, but I believe we have to do like this anytime, anywhere, whenever there is such a big effect.
Well, Govinda, thank you for what you do. Thank you for joining us this morning, and we appreciate the update and to hear things from your perspective. And thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for letting me express some of my feelings, and we'll do something better in June 14th event.
Yeah, I was going to say that's great that this is happening here, and we appreciate your time this morning. David Caprera also joining us this morning. The event is Rise Nepal. It's June 14th at the Old Silk Mill from 4 to 7. It is a earthquake benefit. Tickets available downtown at the Visitor Center on Caroline Street. More coming up this morning on Town Talk. We're going to talk about the benefit and how the local arts community has gotten involved. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's coming up on 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Voice it now on Facebook. Search News Talk 1230 WFVA and place your comments now. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Rise Nepal is June 14th at the Old Silk Mill. That's our focus this morning. David Caprera is with us. He's one of the local contacts for one of the organizers for Rise Nepal, June 14th at the Old Silk Mill, 4 to 7. And you can get tickets right now at the Downtown Visitor Center on Caroline Street. One of the things, David, that I have taken from this already this morning is just the sheer numbers of people around here who have connections to Nepal. Because if you'd asked me 2 hours ago, how many people do you think are in this area that have connections, I'd say maybe five. And it's amazing that in this community and in any communities, there are a lot of connections. Just the world is a much smaller place than it used to be.
We're a country of dreamers and immigrants. UVA is one of the academic centers of Eastern culture in Nepal in our area. They've got a robust community there. And again, here in Abroad Delhi, here in town, we've got Diksha, a young professional in Lafayette here, reaching out to her family and friends. They connected us to Nepalese and Duke. You have a newspaper in the greater metro area. So it's great to see it all come together in a real Virginia way, if you will.
And just to have a fundraiser of this magnitude in this area is in just a few weeks is a nice thing to have. Okay. You've mentioned it, and we're going to tie in now. A lot of local artists have gotten involved in this. Jürgen Brott with the Fredericksburg Center for the Creative Arts is also here this morning. Jürgen, talk about your connection to all of this.
Yeah, good morning, Ted. Thank you for giving me a chance to get my thoughts out. When David mentioned the Nepal earthquake, and we got the news on TV, on radio about the magnitude. Immediately it came to mind that we had something like 3.5 years ago a local earthquake with a magnitude of, I believe, 5.8. It was pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is a much higher magnitude, and it was not only one, but there were two big earthquakes, numerous aftershocks, and that reminded me what was going on with our buildings around here. And it was a direct relationship, so you could envision what the damage was be over there without being there. And we had a conversation, David and I, and say, what can we do? This is a terrible event. And we said, why don't we get something going and get the local art community to see what we can do to support anything. And we came up with the Rise Nepal event at the Old Silk Mill on June 14th and say, yes, why don't we do this? And maybe we can have a silent auction there to raise additional funds and support some of here the silent auction with art pieces and some other non-in-kind and dollar fundings. So we came up and contacted our local art community, and I think very happy, and we got several of these arts already and art communities involved. We got local artists from galleries, like including Art First, Art Dimension, Brush Strokes, Fredericksburg Center for the Creative Art, Liberty Town, and Pawn Shop. And that is exciting when you see the response immediately. People step forward, and Pawn Shop, Charles Pons, is actually saying, hey, I can even do a little better thing. I create some commemorative plates with a logo on it, Rise Nepal. So that's something that's spontaneous, and it comes right out, and it tells me, yes, this is a good event. And then we have asked other people and say, what kind of support can you give us? And Main Street was saying, oh, we got some volunteers, so they're helping out on this one. And it's a really good effort to come together. And we have some information from David say, yes, these people over there, they're very excited to hear that we here as a local community in Fredericksburg helping him to raise the funds. And David Caprio was saying, a local temporary shelter costs around $100, and we can raise a lot of funds to have a lot of these shelters get up there, especially with the rain season coming. We have to remind ourselves the damage we saw here, even in our older buildings. And the earthquake we got not only destroyed houses, but even there's a long-term effect. We have cracks in foundation, and these things become unstable, and water is seeping in. And you really don't can go in a building that may looks very stable, but it may not be. And so this is a great event to help out. And the Peace Corps get involved, a global Peace Corps. This is something I think it's a tremendous way to fund the money directly where it's needed without any delay and get it right to the people and get working.
Well, and you think about $100 for a shelter. A lot of us don't even think about going to a ball game and putting down $100 or, you know, name what it is. That to a lot of us is not a lot, but something like that to provide shelter, that's a life and death kind of thing over there, and that's something that we all can contribute toward.
And it'll go directly over. As Jürgen mentioned, the silent auction is one way that businesses, art galleries are contributing artworks. Patayo is contributing yoga classes. Castiglia's is a gift certificate for Italian food. So let's all think how we can get in the act. He mentioned Pawn Shop, Gabe and Scarlett Pawn. She chairs, by the way, the Fredericksburg Main Street Initiative, is getting the word out. We're very grateful to her and the city, agencies, and others, thinking creatively how we can tax ourselves. You said $100 will buy a house, $50, $10 for the ticket adds up. So any amount, people can also donate by credit card or check, and 100% of resources will go directly to Rise Nepal in Kathmandu.
And that's important to realize that there's not that those of you involved here aren't collecting something on the side for this, that this is all going over there.
Right. What we have is we have a local website and a local place where people can go right in it. And it's like Rice Nepal Benefit at globalpeace.org. Or if they have any other questions, where to donate these items for the silent auction, they can call 540-891-4186. So that will help us to collect the items and to get in contact with us, and we can set things up for the silent auction.
David, you mentioned a little bit earlier there still are opportunities for sponsorships, for people to get involved in providing things for the silent auction.
Absolutely. And they'll be collected and turned over at the Patayo studio on Caroline the day before, 2 days before, from 2 to 8. Again, if you have something to donate, you can call 891-4186, 540-891-4186, or it's an email, risenepalbenefit@globalpeace.org. Get in touch, whether it's something in kind or you'd like to contribute to One House as a sponsor. Benefactors are from corporations and individuals alike are most heartily welcome.
Who came up with this idea? Was this did some one person think about this and it's taken off, or was it a kind of a collective effort?
Rise Nepal itself was created in Kathmandu by the youths who had met a month before. They have their Facebook site, Rise Nepal 72, if you want to see their actual project. So this is a brand that came out of Nepal, and I want to again commend Cabin Creek, a young music group, Save the Arcadian. Y'all may not know them, but they're very hot on the Mary Washington scene, and they immediately said, let's organize the musicians. Pete and Lori Mealy, they're quite well known here in the area. Bob Grauman's helping us with outreach. So it was a rather spontaneous combustion, and I would say once we had people like Govinda here in Abroad Delhi, the Nepali community, is very important that their legitimacy and credibility in that community be connected up. So it became a kind of mushrooming people-to-people effort. It's grown by the week, and we expect long-term there'll be many partnerships and serendipities come out of this in terms of goodwill. Even Casey Shaw at Art First said, he's a former designer with USA Today, that we could get teachers here involved. You know, we could have school-to-school projects. IBM has offered an online platform as our global partner for technology. So I think a lot of creativity here and there. We invite your participation, your innovation.
Well, Jürgen, you just mentioned it's really true about the fact that the earthquake that we had a few years ago does – just in a small way, we see how that disrupted our lives. It's been magnified many more times over there, but there is kind of a connection.
That's correct. I'm working at FCCA on the board, and I'm in charge of fundraising. And we had one project that's directly related to an earthquake, and that's a over 230-year-old silversmith's building here in town. And we looked at the foundation, and we saw a long-term effect on the weakening of the mortar that you saw, and the cracks from the earthquake weakened the mortar even more, and moisture got in there. So that's what I'm saying. You have to look at long-term effect also. And it is amazing when you see what old buildings will do once they're being shaken. It's become very unstable, and you have to get people out of these buildings and put them in shelters. So it's something you see. We also saw what the earthquake can do down in Mineral. The high school was down, and they're just getting to the point that's opening back up. So you see directly or remember directly what's the long-term effect might be. And that helped me to put everything in relation.
And David Caprera, I guess in as you have talked this morning, this doesn't seem like this is one event on the 14th, but there are going to be many other things, maybe not that you even thought of yet. But this will not be just a one-time event. I'm thinking that there'll be other opportunities for groups and people to get involved.
You know, Ted, you always have in these disasters the immediate aftershock and emergency relief phase, and we're coming out of that now. And now they're building homes, thousands of homes, volunteers for the rebuilding of both transitional homes and then long-term. Haiti, just by comparison, that terrible quake there and devastation, it was a whole decade. So I think we're in it for the long haul, And out of this rise in Nepal, I think you'll see a cascading of interest, of goodwill, and long-term relations here. We talked about the idea of sort of this larger Peace Corps idea, faith-based groups, businesses, UN agencies, Red Cross, all kinds of IBM companies. I think long-term, there'll be a lot of goodwill. Even with our Nepal businesses here, patron them. Here in Abroad Delhi, Himalaya Fusion, let's learn about their culture and see what we can do for the long haul as a goodwill city to the world.
We talked about it earlier, about the fact that you were there just about a month before. And I guess to think about the topics and to look back at all that you covered while you were there and just how much in an instant like this, an earthquake, can change perspectives and can change even the overall work.
I'm bullish on history, Ted, that out of tragedy, unearned suffering, some good must come. As we said, Nepal is sandwiched in India and China. It's a very peaceful country. You've got deep, deep roots in culture. So I think out of this tragedy, this resilient spirit will come forth. And again, I want to thank the many artists, businesses, Main Street, these musicians like Cabin Creek and Pete and Lori and others, Save the Arcadian, art galleries, and those of you on this call, you too can help. We appreciate your pitch in on this upcoming event. Buy a ticket, if you will, at the Visitor Center. But even if you can't come, you can write a check. It's tax deductible. Global Peace Foundation, all funds earmarked for Rise Nepal. You can donate art in kind. We have a volunteer committee. We're working with Main Street on that. And again, the information, email Rise Nepal Benefit at globalpeace.org or call 540-891-4186.
Again, it is Rise Nepal, June 14th at the Old Silk Mill, and the tickets are at the Visitor Center. David Caprera here, also Jürgen Brott with us, a local artist with the Fredericksburg Center for the Creative Arts. More on Town Talk on News Talk, 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
David Caprera and Jürgen Brott with us this morning. It's Rise Nepal, our focus, June 14th at the Old Silk Mill. Jürgen, as you were talking about the number of artists and some of the businesses downtown that have gotten involved, I thought a lot of times we hear about what a giving area this is and how people come together. And boy, that really illustrates it with what you don't just have a few people and a few artists involved. You've gotten really the core in a lot of core businesses and people are getting involved in this.
That's correct. Mentioned earlier, we have a lot of our galleries involved and businesses. And just to mention a few, we got the Art First Gallery, Artful Dimension, Brushstroke Galleries, the Fredericksburg Center for the Creative Art, Liberty Town and Pawn Shop. And artists in these galleries are supporting it. They did it spontaneously. They know out of their heart that this is an event that's worthwhile supporting. And all the proceeds are going directly down to the people. It's a immediately without any delays, and they need it over there. And when David explained what's going on and how it works, and from his previous visit, who is working down there with over 800 youth and young adults on the ground, and we can support these people. That is something that really clicked, and I think that makes the whole effort worthwhile for us, and it gives us a local feeling that we can help. And it works great. And we are needing, we are still in need for donations. And so I would like to call out using this way for the artists to donate some of the items for the silent auction and would appreciate this. And again, ricenepal@globalpeace.org is the email, or contact us with the phone number 540-891-4186.
And I guess there's still a lot of opportunities, a lot of needs. This is going to be a long-term rebuild. But obviously, David, a lot of people, I mean, people need something right now.
Absolutely. And to see them working out of tents and to hear from Virginia, they're going to get help for their next building phase along with their work with schools. Yesterday, again, IBM stepped up another notch. It's just fantastic. It's a great boost in the arm. Again, if you can buy a ticket, go down to the Business Center. There are $10, $5 students, $25 families. If you'd like to be a patron or benefactor, you can donate $100 for a home, $500. There is a credit card ability as well, globalpeace.org/RiseNepal/donate. But maybe the simplest, it's not the actual website, but the email, as Jurgen said, is RiseNepalBenefit@globalpeace.org. RiseNepalBenefit@globalpeace.org. 540-891-4186.
And we will include all of this on these Town Talk shows, our podcast, newstalk1230.net. And we'll have all that along with this podcast. It's been, I guess, the past couple of months for you, David, has to have been emotional at best.
Well, we live a short life. I remember Steve Jobs saying, live your last year, this day, as if it's your last. Give from your passion. And I think you, Ted, and this great talk show, News Talk, is an example of that. We heard from the United Way yesterday. The goodness and greatness of our town is really reflected here in this studio. So thank you for that, and all of your listeners, again, all the galleries. And let's all pitch in the Virginia Way and see if we can empower Nepal in their recovery. Thank you so much.
And if the name David Caprera sounds familiar, his wife, Colette, has been a writer in this area for a long time and continues to do stuff with Front Porch Magazine. Rise Nepal, June 14th at the Old Silk Mill. You can get tickets downtown at the Visitor Center. And the number, again, that they have mentioned a number of times, 891-4186 for information. 891-4186. David Caprera, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. Jurgen Brott, good to meet you. Thank you for corralling a lot of people and your passion and also with this. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you, Ted.
That is it for Town Talk. See you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.